Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
So, the Paris Olympics are behind us. Sadly, I have to say, because I've enjoyed having a Games in exactly the right time zone, although not necessarily the results. In 4 years, it's over to Los Angeles. We're all going to be stumbling around in the dark or just watching replays. One question: how come much smaller nations with much smaller populations, think Australia and New Zealand, come away with many more medals than we do? One word: money. You need a well-structured, well-funded development program for youngsters. Translate that into an equally well-funded support program for the young stars. They'll then come through and you'll get the medals. But if your development program is corrupt, inefficient, or simply non-existent, you won't. It's as easy as that. So high marks then to those of our athletes who did do so well, despite the disadvantages. But that's not the point I want to make this morning. The point is that Paris has delivered, in relative terms, a gold medal performance. It's been clear for many years that host cities bid to put on the Games and then incur massive debt through cost overruns. Rio 2016 was 352% more than the original proposal, $24 billion or so. Tokyo 2020, depending on whose figures you buy, somewhere between 128% and 283%. Those debts have to be repaid. Paris, well, we don't know the final cost yet, obviously, but somewhere north of just 25% over budget. And that's because they emphasized using existing infrastructure, no major stadium builds apart from the aquatic center. They did drop about 1.5 billion euros trying to make the River Seine swimmable. A couple of athletes got tummy trouble, but it seems as though the rest were fine. Anyway, turning to the markets, heading into the long weekend, the JSE was up 0.5% or so, and on Friday evening, London's FTSE was up 0.3%. In New York, the Dow up 0.1%, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both up 0.5%. So we ended a very volatile week where we began. Tokyo this morning closed for a holiday. Hong Kong up 0.2%. Sydney up 0.6%. US dollar unchanged at 109 to the euro. The rand at 1832 to the dollar. 1999 to the euro. 2337 to sterling. Gold at 2429. Platinum 922. Bitcoin just under 58,600. Brent crude oil just under $80 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.